Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Kat. That's C-A-T.
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow. And if you find us on TikTok, we'll TikTok to you. I'm going to shout out two towns there in the, the Midwest region. Our first town is West Bend, Wisconsin. West Bend is known for its vibrant features, vibrant art scene, Museum of Wisconsin Art, geocaching, I don't know what it is called, capital of the Midwest. It's also known, it's a great place to manufacture small appliances. Remember West Bend Appliances? Our other town is Valparaiso, Indiana. Valparaiso is widely known for the Valparaiso University, its magnificent chapel. It also has many noted citizens, including the late Orville Redenbacher, honored each year the first Saturday after Labor Day for the city's annual popcorn festival. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right. Alcohol is a must here on the back porch. No, I hate it when people say you don't need alcohol to have fun. Well, you don't need running shoes to run, but it helps. Today, I'm doing shots of Woodford Reserve double barrel bourbon gifted to me by a friend. I have a double barrel shotgun, but I've never had double barrel bourbon. But I'm going to shoot it tonight. Kat, what you got?
I am just having me a nice old White Claw. It's a passion fruit flavor, which is new to me.
Woo, sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, dog.
All right, we titled this podcast The Replacements. So some of you are probably thinking we're going to ramble on about one of my favorite bands ever, The Replacements. Sorry to disappoint. But The Replacements we're going to talk about are the ones who are taking the place of people we have dealt with most of our lives. This is going to sound like old guy bitching about young people coming in and taking the jobs of older people who have peaced out, retired. And yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bitch about it. Now, we're dealing with people now, the new bunch, the replacements, and they pretty much suck across the board. And, you know, that's where this thing is going. Now, let's figure out why the replacements are not as good as the people they are replacing. Let's see. Maybe the one who had the job before the replacement either didn't get a chance to train the replacement, or they didn't see the writing on the wall that they were going to be replaced, and they got pissed and showed no interest in showing their replacement how to do the job. In my line of work, I have to deal with insurance companies, workers' comp, DMV, different vendors. Through the years, you develop a rapport,
relationships,
people, you know, that you deal with on a constant basis. And what I've been dealing with lately is when the contact person that I've been dealing with for years leaves, the replacement that comes in, nowhere near as skilled as the person they replaced, don't reply to emails, don't answer the phone. That's a big one. The phone, landline or not, nobody answers the phone. I get excuses for why they're not getting their shit done. I've seen this over and over last couple years. Just, it's continuing to happen. Recently, we had a financial advisor. She retired a few years ago. Punk that comes in to replace her never reaches out. Never wanted to do anything different with their little stocks and bonds. Just watch it shrink down to nothing. a replacement's a joke. You know, there's all this noise in the background about the generation, whatever. What is it? X, Y, Z, whatever they are. Not giving a fuck. It might be true. I've noticed, you know, in my parents' neighborhood, where I grew up, the originals gotten old. They're in the nursing home now, took a dirt nap. So in comes the replacements, generation, whatever. And there goes the neighborhood. We're not going to paint the house. We're not going to do any yard work. We're going to park up there in the grass. But don't give a shit. Here's another really important replacement. Is when you find out that the doctor you've been going to for years, all
don't
of a
even
sudden
start.
They peace out. And, and the doc's kind of important, right?
Or
and
they
then
go, they, go
and then
back
they
to,
leave.
Or they go back to India to see their family again.
And now you got to hook up with another one.
Right.
They could care less. You know, if you've been going to a certain bank, pharmacy, restaurant, whatever it is, and you're used to dealing with the same person, you know, for years, and now you go in there, and there's this dumb fuck who has no clue what they're doing. I've seen this pattern repeat itself over and over right in front of my eyes the last couple years. Now, just think about it. You know, I'm bitching about the replacements who keep popping up and ruining our everyday routine. Who's replacing our generals in the armed forces? Who's replacing our mechanics on airplanes and helicopters? Who's replacing the fire chief in your county or city? Think about it. I mean, these replacements today, they're not skilled, they're not trained properly, and the biggest problem is they just don't give a shit. You know, it's getting kind of scary. I'm just saying, you know, all right. I'm going to go fix a stiff one and listen to the replacements. All right, let's roll right into one tough son of a bitch. James Earl Jones. We haven't had him on here. Born in 1931 from, I'm going to say, Tate County, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
James Earl Jones. You know him, one of the most decorated and respected actors of our time. Primetime Emmys, Tonys, Golden Globes, Screen Actors Guild Award, and a Grammy. James Earl Jones suffered through racism in all forms. Had a stutter.
Right. Overcame it through poetry and acting lessons.
Yeah.
You went to University of Michigan, wanted to be pre-med, and ended up switching to drama and acting.
Yep, he was an officer in the U.S. Army during the Korean War. Never saw any action, theater, television, movies.
He just had a voice, a baritone you cannot replace. Remember, he is the voice of Darth Vader.
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons. He voiced Mufasa and the Lion King. I mean, that's a rare gift.
You
right
know
there.
James Earl Jones. You
if nothing him. Else, this is CNN.
The movie list goes on and on. Doctor Strange, Love, Coming to America, Field of Dreams, The Hunt for Red October. Theater work, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Driving Miss Daisy, The Gin Game.
They were talking about him the other day because there's a new version of Othello right now on Broadway. And they were talking about how good... I guess it was back in the 70s. Denzel Washington was a student, and he had heard how good James Earl Jones was as the lead in Othello.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're that good, you know, of course, I think he did a lot of, you know, I'm trying to think of the author, Fences and all that versions. And he was excellent in those also.
Mm-hmm. So many well-deserved accolades for James Earl Jones.
Received an honorary Academy Award in 2019.
Yep. Inducted into the American Theater Hall of Fame. A Tony Award for Lifetime Achievement. Awarded the National Medal of Arts by George W. Bush. Just a great talent and a great man, and that makes James Earl Jones one tough son of a bitch. Did we watch stuff?
We watched something, and I'm kind of in the middle of watching it, and so far it's pretty good. It's called Dying for Sex. It stars, I think, one of your favorite actresses, Kimberly Williams.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, it started out originally as a podcast, subsequent Hulu series. It tells the story of Molly Cohen, a woman diagnosed with terminal breast cancer, decides to embrace her sexuality and leave her marriage to pursue her own desires. Based on the Cohen's true story, it examines the themes of death, wellness, and healing power through sexual connection. And she's sitting there and she's finding out, she's there with her husband, she's finding out that she has developed a new cancer in her hip that's coming from, and she had already had 4 years without cancer. And the husband still got mental issues about seeing her when she had breast cancer and not really having sex with her and stuff. And she honestly just wants to be able to have an orgasm with another person, who apparently never happened with a husband. I think I would have put him on the bricks earlier, if nothing else. he wasn't accommodating. She ends up leaving the husband and then just goes and explores her desires while she's trying to deal with the fact she has a terminal cancer.
Wow. Who wrote that? That's pretty wild.
Well, it's a true story.
Oh, shit.
She had stage 4 breast cancer and then developed another cancer after that. And she did a whole podcast about it.
Michelle, is she living?
I haven't gotten to that part. Stars Michelle Williams and Jenny Slate. Anyway, it's kind of hard to watch because, you know, she's, you know, because she's 41 years old and they're telling her, we're going to do this, that, and the other, and it's going to put you into early menopause. You're not going to want to have cancer. And then she's like, wait a minute. Let me try some other things out before we do this.
You're not going to want to have sex.
Sex, right.
You said cancer.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, there's a difference.
You're not going to want to have sex again after we put you in menopause. So
Michelle Williams has done some stuff where it's a little uneasy to watch. She's good at that.
Brokeback Mountain. I mean, come on. Anyway, and she does a very... an excellent job in this, and
I love her. She's great.
Anyway, if you want to check it out and you want to see what Molly goes through to explore her sexuality, in the face looking at death, I can't think of, you know, a harder thing. It is on Hulu. It's called Dying for Sex.
Wow, I'm gonna give it a go. I'm going to give this shot a go. What do we get?
This is the pineapple upside down shot.
Oh,
it's pineapple
God.
Juice, grenadine, vanilla vodka, and you can also...
It's layered.
Yes, I actually did a layered one correctly this time. You can also put like a cherry on it just to dress it up.
Hello. You know I like a cherry on top.
You love a cherry on top.
All right, here we go. It's called what?
Pineapple upside down shot.
You know what? That they named it right.
Right.
It almost tastes like a cheesecake.
Well, I think like it's the vanilla part, the vanilla vodka part.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Kat.
Sure.
All right. This week we were bumpered in with a young lady whose last name is Young, Lola Young, 24 years young, from Croydon, England. Didn't get a confirmation on the name.
Croydon. Yeah, that's right.
Grew up in Beckenham, an area of London. Dad is Jamaican Chinese and mom is English.
Her dad is a professional bass player.
Yeah. I think it's her stepdad.
Okay.
And her mom encouraged her to pursue music, piano lessons, all that stuff, singing lessons as a kid. And it's kind of paying off now after graduating from Brit school. A lot of artists went to Brit school.
And I think Amy Winehouse's manager or some of her people
are
kind of involved in her career, which you can kind of see shadows.
Well, let's hope
of,
not.
Well, not completely. You know, not
the talent-wise.
Not of all of Amy's shadows, but some of the premium ones. Let's put that
away. Yeah, I mean, she was playing local gigs, doing open mic nights, and then Amy's former manager got her signed to Island Records. Nominated for the Rising Star Award in 2021 and Best Pop Act in 2025 at the Brit Awards. Of course, the song Messy off of her second album, This Wasn't Meant for You Anyway.
She just did Coachella.
I don't know why this song, I'm tardy to the party, I know. When I first heard it, which
I
was only like months ago, I'm like, damn, I can't stop listening to this bitch. I'm not calling her a bitch. I'm talking about the song. The lyrics, the attitude, I love it.
It
came out, last summer or something?
Right. And I think it's like been a gradual. If you see the first video, it's kind of like the other girl from Oregon. She kind of builds. The career has been building. Yeah. More people have seen it. And it's, you know.
I love it. Check out Lola Young wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.